Okay, welcome. Parashat Vayikra has the rules for a shlamim, and the pasuk says, "Shachatu petach ol moed," and we learn from that halacha that you can't shech the shlamim until the doors of the ohel moed are open. It was part of the day they were open, and at the end of the day they were closed, so you couldn't shech them until they were open. And it's actually a rule also regarding an ola. Similar pasuk appears in Perek Aleph. And for the Ola, it's regarding the Zrika, the Zarku, again, Petach, Oel Moed. So Chazal or Darish, that from that you have to do this part of the Avodah, which is the start of the Avodah, because we're talking about Shechting the Korban, you have to do that when the doors are open. What can be done when the doors aren't open, as in what can be done when it's dark at the end of the day, when the doors are closed? That's what we call hektarivar, and that's where you burn what's left of the various sacrifices at the end of the day. That sometimes happened, didn't always happen. That's related to why Mariv might have a different status than the other tefillot, etc. But the start of the avodah can only happen when the doors are open. That means that the start of the avodah happens during the day, not at night. And we know, because the Meshech Chachma has been having this theme. Remember, we discussed regarding the light of the menorah and the daytime and having the proper mindset for Moshe to get Nevuah. So if you've been following the ones we did the last 5-6 weeks, this has been a theme of the Meshech Chachma about the need for light and clarity when it comes to the Avodah. So he says, when it's during the day, when it's clear as day, so yom yeshit kalut elukat elakuto yidbarach mashen kin balayla. If you're doing the avoda, you want to do the avoda for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You want to do it purely, exactly, knowing for whom it is, meaning for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not chas v'shalom for any delegate power that Hashem may have made to, you know, like even if you don't want to say it's avoda zara, meaning even if, oh, it's from Hashem, but He allows, you know, His koach hadin or koach harachamim to do it. That's why we're bringing a korban. No, chas v'shalom. The korban, the avoda, is all for Hashem, for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, at the end of the day, we may do hektarei varim. Well, since the process started with the clarity of knowing that it was all for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so then the continuation is also being done with that mindset, and that is why the avoda must start only during the day when the doors are open, when it's all clear, when everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the just the Hektar Evarim at the end of the day, that can happen at night. But that shows you that even the part that's happening at night is because of the Gilui Shechina, or the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that had started it during the day. And this idea of the light and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the clarity explains another phenomenon. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, we're in the second paragraph. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know while he was up there the passage of time? In fact, how did he know when it was day and when it was night? Because during the day, that's when Hashem spoke to him. At night, Moshe Rabbeinu did Chazara, he did his Hasmada, his learning Seder. That was when he learnt. He sat and learnt. During the day, Hashem taught him. At night, Hashem didn't teach, didn't talk to him. There wasn't that Hashem talking to him type of relationship at night. And that was when Moshe learnt. And therefore, the Meshech Chachma says this explains another phenomenon. Chazal are very praiseworthy of people who learn Torah naturally, but specifically, they're praiseworthy of those who learn Torah at night. Tamidei Chachamim Oskim BaTorah BaLaila, Maleh Katuv Kilu Asukim BaAvoda. It's as though they did the Avoda. So what part of the Avoda? Which part of the Avoda do we do during the day, and which part do we do at night? We actually do the Avoda during the day. At night, we only do the burning of what's left. So maybe you would think, which part of the Avoda is it like? It's only that part that's at night. No, says the Meshech Chachma. Hola, Osek BaTorah BaLaila, Shechina Kenegdo. The Shechina is right in front of you. Kumi Roni BaLaila. And the Pasuk at the end of it says, Nochach Pnei Hashem. It's like right there. Kevan Shepetach L'Ol Moed. The Hitkalut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right in front of you. It's like the Tchila Avoda Shekshir Bayom. The learning we do at night is like the main part of the Avodah, when it's the clearest, when the Gilui Shechina is the clearest. And he says, the Meshech Chachma learns an important lesson from this. He says that, why do you think that we Chazal are so praiseworthy of learning Torah at night? He says, people who learn Torah during the day, people who learn Torah when there are lots of people around, people who learn Torah when there's a lot going on, they could be learning Torah for a lot of reasons. They could be learning for kavod. They could be learning even for good reasons, to complete themselves, to better themselves. Sometimes it's to be seen. But though there is what to gain from that, and Chazal don't denigrate anybody who learns Torah ever, okay? They refer to that as Hazorim Bedima Verina Yitzoru. If you you're putting in what you're what you want to put into your learning, and you'll reap the rewards. That's true about Ne'amar al kol mefilot adam. That's true about everything. But he says, there, what do you have to do? You have to put in the work then, and at some point in the future, you'll reap the benefits. As right now, you're Zoreya, it's Bedima. Eventually, Barina Yitzoru, you'll eventually reap the benefits. Says the Meshech Chachma, if you learn at night, right away, as soon as you're Osek in the Torah, you're Toim Noam HaTorah Elokit. Already, when you learn at night, you're already getting the tachlis of your learning, which is the dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the feeling of this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the clarity of what we are in life, and that really it's all about the Shechina and all about Avodas Hashem. That clarity comes already when you learn at night. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to say, when Chazal talk about learning at night, they don't mean specifically at night, they mean times when it's less popular to learn. Okay, he used to do it when he was giving being mechazik Friday Seder, or learning about say Shabbos, and I'm going to use it right now because we're approaching Ben Azmanim. Okay, learning when it's less popular is the time that is deserving of extra praise. Baruch Hashem, you learn, you're full siddurim here, and you learn when you're supposed to be learning, but learning when no one else is learning. Learning also when no one else is learning is an even higher level of learning. It shows that what we're doing is the continuation of the start of the Avoda, which had happened with clarity, and now right away we are going to get the rewards. We're not going to have to Zorim Bedima Berina Yektzoru, but rather right away Berina Yektzoru, right away from being Osek B'Torah at the time that's less popular and it's when it's less in vogue to be learning, already you are going to get the sweet taste of Torah learning that that sometimes takes more time to develop. You get that right away from learning in the time that it is less popular to learn. May we all be Zoche.